So we've just heard the story of Jesus healing 10 lepers. And leprosy in the Bible is not the disease that we know as leprosy today. The word is used by biblical writers to describe a whole range of skin complaints that were contagious. And as a result, people who had leprosy were made to live apart from others. And so they approach Jesus and he sends them to the priest. And basically the rules of the time were if you felt you were cured, you went to the local priest and he examined you and declared you clean or unclean. So they go to the priest and one of them comes back to say thank you. The one who comes back is not a member of the tribes of Israel, it's a foreigner, a Samaritan, the outsider. And very often in Luke's gospel we hear about the outsider being the one who does the right thing. For example, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus taking the person who is not expected to do the right thing, and he's the one who's praised. So it happens again here in this story. What about the others? We don't know. But we do get a very clear impression that Jesus is disappointed that only one of them comes back to say thank you. So what is it about saying thank you that is important? Well, when I was thinking about this, I remembered how a few years ago I sent a check to my sister's granddaughter. She'd got to 18 and, okay, I sent her a check for her 18th birthday. I had a Facebook message back, not a letter, but she's 18, so it's a Facebook message. And she thanked me, and she said how useful the money would be because she was going to be going to college and all sorts of things she had to buy and so on. A few years later, I did the same thing for her cousin. Nothing. And then I saw him a couple of months later. Nothing. And I thought, well, you know, I didn't give them money because I wanted to be thanked. I gave it to them because I wanted them to have it. But somehow, because there was no thank you or acknowledgement of it, it felt incomplete. And it's not because you want someone to say thank you. It's somehow because it's not just the gift that's important. It's the relationship that makes you give the gift. And somehow it's not complete without that thank you. And we know that within our own relationships because it's the way that the relationship grows and develops because of that conversation that you have. And somehow the same is true, I believe, in our relationship with God. The need to say thank you in order to deepen the relationship and for it to grow. So how do we say thank you to God? I want to suggest three ways. One, the end of each day, just reflecting back on the day and saying thank you for everything that has been good in it, a regular part of our prayers. And if you're really tired at the end of the day and you haven't got the energy for it, God understands and a quick thank you's fine. But maybe the end of the day is a time when you've finished everything you've got to do, you haven't gone to bed yet, you could stay up watching 10 programs you don't need to on the television, if you're like me, or you can say thank you. That's one way. Then spontaneously at the time. You know, you've had to have a difficult conversation with somebody. The kind of conversation you don't want to have, you're worried about how it goes, you have the conversation, everything's fine, you're still friends, thank you God. You don't have to say it out aloud, it's just an attitude of mind, thank you, spontaneously, when there's a reason to say it. And then in our communion service, the whole service is an act of thanksgiving. What do we call it? The Eucharist. Do you recognize that word? Eucharist. What does it mean? It means thank you. It's the ordinary Greek word from New Testament times for thank you. When I went on my honeymoon with my wife, well, that's a stupid thing to say. Who else would I have gone on honeymoon with? Don't answer that. When we went to Greece on our honeymoon, I heard people saying enkaristo to each other. The U has changed to an N. In the Greek alphabet, it's like a U changing to a V. And instead of saying Eucharisto, they say enkaristo. But it's the ordinary everyday word. You hear it all the time. If you go to the Aegean restaurant on Main Street and you say, and you order moussaka, whatever, you can say to them afterwards, Eucharist. They will know exactly what you're saying. They'll tell you you said it wrongly and it's the enkaristo. But they will know the word because it's the ordinary everyday word for thank you. And have you noticed how often in our Eucharist service the word thanks or thanksgiving or thankful is used? And if you've never noticed, think about it for the rest of the service. I meant to count up how many times we've said it already and I forgot, but we have used it and we will use it again several times. Thankfulness is part of being a Christian. Paul writes in one of his epistles, be thankful or give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances. Now that's hard, isn't it? Because there are times when you won't feel like saying thank you. But actually, it changes us when we do. I remember reading a book, I think it was by Corrie ten Boom, some years ago about her experiences as a prisoner in a concentration camp during the Second World War. She was arrested because she had been helping Jews to escape, and she ended up in the concentration camp herself. Terrible suffering and deprivation, and yet she wrote about being thankful in those circumstances and looking for things to say thank you for, because she knew that it lifted her spirit and it changed her way of looking at things, and it made the suffering bearable. It was her coping strategy. Being thankful changes our demeanor and the way we feel about things. Think about the people you know. There are those who are thankful people who say thank you for things, and it's a pleasure and a joy to be with them. And there are those who never say thank you. And what's it like being with them? It's just not such fun, is it? Being thankful changes the way we come over. It changes our demeanor. It raises our spirit. And if we are saying thank you to God, then it raises our focus to God away from the humdrum reality of our lives. It enables us to find the silver lining to every cloud, if you like, saying thank you in all circumstances. It's not something you're going to do if you're suddenly thrown into adversity. It's a habit that you develop. And developing that habit when times are good is the way you get it for when times are bad. Thankfulness is a state of mind to cultivate, and it's a Christian virtue. So, what are you like? What am I like? Are we like the Samaritan leper who came back to say thank you? Or are we like the nine others who never even thought about it? Make a point of being thankful and saying it. It will change your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.